This latest session of the commission focuses on women's economic empowerment in the changing world of work. Phumzile Mlambo-Nguka, head of the UN's gender entity, UN Women, put it simply, if you're a woman, you're a worker. But, she pointed out, too many women are employed in the informal sector or working for free at home as caregivers and domestic workers.
Virtually all economies rely on unpaid care and domestic work that is largely provided by women and girls. Yet, this form of work positions masses of women uniquely to be left behind. Positive changes in the world of work must enable care work to be valued and to be shared by parents and within the family unit. This will bring about far-reaching positive changes for women, societies, and economies.
Leaving no one behind is the goal of the new global development agenda, which governments are pushing to achieve by 2030. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said women already possess what it takes to succeed. What they need, he said, are opportunities in the classroom, in boardrooms, in the military, to take part in peace talks, and in all aspects of life.
If countries address the gender gap at work, women can generate enough funds to underpin success across the 2030 agenda, which was approved by all leaders at the United Nations in 2015. When study found that women's equality can add $12 trillion to global growth over the next decade, women and girls with better reproductive health and education have also better chances in life. They earn higher salaries. They invest more in the health of their children, and investments now pay dividends for generations.
But gender equality cannot be achieved without the participation of men and boys. Brazilian Ambassador Antonio de Aguiar Patriota is the CSW chair.
As a man, I am convinced that men need to be engaged as gender advocates, speaking out as active agents and stakeholders who can transform social norms, behaviors and gender stereotypes that perpetuate discrimination and inequality. Engaging men and boys for gender equality is a crucial part of overcoming the inequalities between men and women. This involves challenging rigid notions of masculinity and manhood. It requires men to question power dynamics in their actions and to take responsibility for change.
More than 8,000 representatives from governments, civil society organizations, youth groups, and trade unions from around the globe are slated to participate in this latest session of the Commission on the Status of Women, which runs through the 24th of March at UN headquarters in New York. Deanne Penn, United Nations.